News Talk 1620 WTAW, Friday update with members of the College Station Police Department. Officer Phil Dorsett on hand today, and here we are on the Friday before spring break. Not all of us are leaving town, so I guess it's incumbent upon those of us who are hanging around. In part, you know, we talk about off and on about keeping our eyes open, and this will certainly be one of those periods of time maybe we can stop a crime from taking place.
Right. We're going to be doing several things throughout the break. We're going to be increasing our DWI enforcement like we do, you know, on a lot of holidays that tend to see an upsurge in that activity. So want to make sure everybody knows that we will be out enforcing that, looking for that as we usually are, but even more so. And so we encourage people to, you know, designate a driver, call a taxi if you need to, do whatever it takes to make sure you're not on the road or someone else is not on the road while intoxicated. We also have a lot of people leaving town, of course, to go have a good time, and just put out some basic crime prevention tips like with any holiday. It's usually a good idea to make sure your doors and windows are locked before you leave. A lot of people, kind of without thinking about it, will open a window from time to time, forget to lock it back, and then what you're left with is an easy way for somebody to get into your residence. So check that those are locked before you leave. Usually a good thing for students to take electronics with them if they can, because oftentimes they'll leave a laptop or, you know, something behind that is very visible, very accessible, just sitting out in the open. And if, you know, heaven forbid someone does break into your residence, it's right there for the taking. So make sure you record your serial numbers and, if possible, take those items with you.
And then going back to the traveling theme for just a moment, you've noticed there's been a uptick for whatever reason in traffic accidents along the freeway.
Yeah, it does seem like the past week or so we've had more than usual out on Highway 6, but you know, it's probably not any kind of trend or anything, just kind of a coincidence. But it probably would be a good opportunity to remind everyone to be safe when they're out there driving, pay attention to what's going on. Kind of due to the traffic situation on Highway 6, oftentimes you'll be going along at 70 or 75 miles per hour, and then vehicles in front of you, for whatever reason, will be slowed or stopped, possibly for an accident ahead. And then what we see sometimes is secondary and even tertiary crashes that are stemming from that first one because people aren't really paying attention, or maybe they're distracted looking at the accident ahead. So always a good idea for people just to be even more kind of diligent with their driving when they're out there on the highway due to those speeds that you see on large roadways like Highway 6. And, of course, when the weather is bad, a little bit of rain on the road can cause lots of problems. So we want to make sure everybody drives slower in those circumstances.
And then stay to the right and use the left lane for passing only, as those signs now indicate.
That's right. Yeah, I saw that they put those up kind of spaced out, but they are up. And so with those signs in place, that's the law. I realize it's kind of hard on Highway 6, though, because there's so many entrance ramps and off ramps that are close together. But do your best to be in that right-hand lane so that the traffic that's trying to just get through town in the left-hand lane can do so. I believe there are plans in the works for the future to modify the on and off ramps on Highway 6. Eventually, I believe they're going to widen it to three lanes in each direction, which will help. But for the time being, just make sure you obey the speed limits and the advisory signs.
Yeah, construction season will be here before you know it, not only on the freeway, but elsewhere. And patience sometimes is difficult to come by when you're in a hurry or you're trying to run behind.
Yeah, did construction season ever actually end here? I don't know. It seems like we're always progressing and building something or changing something, which I don't know about everyone else, but I actually enjoy that aspect of our community. But, yeah, with that comes delays and, you know, congestion, and you got to make sure you slow down for those construction workers and for the increased congestion that's going to result. So we'll see more of that in various areas, and if they're not building, you know, in one place, they're going to be building in another. So,
and wrapping up back from the beginning of the visit to talking about the crime prevention, for those who may see something, what constitutes a 911 call, what constitutes a call to the non-emergency number?
Well, I mean, we want everyone to feel comfortable calling 911 if they think the situation warrants it. And it's hard for me to tell you what situations are and are not 911, you know, type scenarios. But if you have our non-emergency number programmed to your telephone, which is 979-764-3600, that's always going to get you straight to our dispatch. However, if it's a life and death emergency or you're unable to locate that number and you think it is justified to use 911, then we by all means want you to do that. So we'll leave it up to you. But yes, going back to reporting suspicious activity, that's typically the kind of thing that would be best served through our non-emergency number. Again, 979-764-3600. And honestly, that is the single, at least from my perspective, the single best way that we can stop these crimes from occurring. It's when the neighbors and the residents in the area see things, pay attention, and let us know immediately. Instead of waiting a little bit, thinking, man, this seems weird, or it looked weird, or what have you, maybe I should call, and then minutes or even hours go by before you call, just call us right away. Let us know. We'll let the dispatchers and the officers decide if it's something that we need to look into. And in most cases, we will look into it. And you never know; it could protect, you know, your neighbor's property or help solve a crime.
Very good. Well, let's hope for a slow spring break in that regards. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
You bet. Officer Phil Dorsett, the College Station Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.